pleasure to be on, and I hope I'm not bad luck, because the last 3 weeks, my three games were all postponed or canceled, so I hope that doesn't follow suit to this one.
Well, we got the Penn State test results at least up to Friday today. It was 1,381 total tests, 4 positives, so that was for the athletic department, so that right. seems to be okay for the moment. Okay.
Well, that's good.
I was supposed to be doing a basketball game today.
Right. That's right. Yeah. I mean, that's amazing. I thought one of the first things that would go would be some of these preseason tournaments. I didn't know if teams would want to put themselves in position of being with a number of other teams. So I thought those would take a little more of a hit than they would, but they wanted to try and keep going. And as we're seeing, there's been more than a few postponed already.
Yeah, so that's what I've got to deal with, is one postponement, and then I'll go from there. You and I, me on radio, you on TV, have one of the bigger mystery games of the week, I think, in some ways. When you sit down and look at this matchup, what's pouring through your head so that when you and Dave Pasch talk on Saturday, you want to hit some points?
It's stunning to me. Obviously, you know, in talking, we'll cover the game as far as the game is going on and some of the players, and certainly there are a number of players worth talking about. But also, there's going to be big picture of these two programs, you know, between Franklin and Harbaugh, just where they've gone, the success they've had, and just how it seems like it's fallen off the table this year, and just how. I mean, we talked to a few of the players today, and it's just, there's just a lot of frustration with, you know, practices are good, we all feel good, and then we just make too many mistakes on the field, as we see, especially with turnovers we see, and those can be absolute killers, and they are. And it's just, you know, it adds to it for the fact that you had this crazy off season where the teams couldn't be together, then you didn't even think you were going to be playing, and then you find out you're playing, and you know it's going to be a shortened season, so every game counts. And, you know, for Penn State, they come right out of the gate and lose in overtime to Indiana. And, I mean, you already know what one loss can cost you in a regular season, let alone in a shortened season like this. So right out of the gate, you're like, oh, man, we took a hit. And stuff like that can snowball, you know. And it's just – and for Michigan, the same way, you know, now in changing quarterbacks. And it's just been surprising to me that Harbaugh hasn't been able to get a really high-ranked quarterback that could come in and be an established starter. It's a real head-scratcher with two blue blood programs and just how they're struggling now.
Mike, when you talk about the turnovers, I mean, as somebody who played this game, all right, you're on the defensive side of the ball. Now, obviously, you got to bow up and do your job. But how deflating is it even for a defense when the offense can't keep the ball and they're putting the defense in some bad spots?
Well, what happens is, and is you start to think, when is it going to happen? You know, you see maybe something positive going on, but you're like, well, we know what's happened in the past. When is it going to happen? It's just a matter of time before it happens. And you just wonder if it gets in players' minds. I don't wonder. It does. Now, some more than others, of just, you know, this is where the bottom usually falls out. And as a defensive player, you know, you're just – that's what you just have to keep saying. Okay, if we're in a bad position, we got to go out and we got to make some stops. We have to pick up the other side of the ball. But the snowball that is rolling downhill now for Penn State is a tough one. There's no doubt about it. I mean, what a crazy position, you know, they're in right now as far as, you know, not winning a game, going to have a losing season. What 49 seasons, I believe it is. I mean, it's crazy to think of it going this bad. You know, there's obviously some quality players on this team, but, you know, it's just one where collectively it just goes bad.
Because it's played out 180 of what I thought it was going to play out based on what I thought in October. You know, and I'm around them all the time. It's played out 180. I know Jack Ham and I have talked on our broadcast about usually the offense can bail out the defense or the defense can bail out the offense. And you feel like through this whole thing, nobody's been able to bail out anybody.
Oh, not at all. I mean, you want one side to pick up the other, but, you know, it's just not happening. You know, and injuries have hurt along the way. I'm talking actual injuries, not COVID, but COVID certainly has hurt, but injuries have hurt this team along the way. That's why it's just such a head-scratcher, because usually there's enough talent. And I say the same thing about Michigan, you know, that there's enough talent that something, some good can overcome some of the bad that's gone on. But in this year, it just hasn't. Listen, I remember when the season started, we were all like, oh, okay, Big Ten starting. Oh, can't wait for that second game, Penn State, Ohio State. You know, everybody's looking forward to that one. That's going to be a real tester there. And then all of a sudden, you have the overtime loss to Indiana, and you're like, oh, my God. You know, didn't see that one coming. And then it was like, well, okay, if Penn State wants any shot at all, they're going to have to beat Ohio State. And when that didn't happen, I mean, like I said, early into a season, you start thinking, okay, one of the things we're playing for is basically already gone. And that's what I meant. It just snowballs from there.
So then let's get to the Michigan side of it. All right, they get off to a good start against Minnesota, and Minnesota's been up and down. But then the head-scratcher to me was Michigan State in the second game. And then Wisconsin, which really put it to them, obviously. So when you've had a chance to really look into them, what are a couple of things that have jumped out to you as to maybe why?
Well, I mean, the one thing that you always knew about a Michigan team because of Don Brown, the coordinator, is they were going to be a great defense. I mean, from BC to his starting time in Michigan, he had one of the top defenses in the country for years. And then last year, okay, they weren't as good as some of the other, but I think they were still 12th. I mean, this year, it's they're 90th. I mean, it blows my mind how much this defense is giving up, because we know about the offense. It has never been a high-flying offense. It's a very, very tough defense. The offense likes to run the ball. You had a quarterback in Joe Milton who didn't have a great completion percentage at all, you know, as many interceptions as touchdowns. So you knew they would run the ball, and they do with a group of running backs. So, you know, that tough defense is always there. And the defense has really, really fallen on hard times. So that's been a surprise to me. And also, as I said early on, I am just amazed that Jim Harbaugh, this former quarterback in college, quarterback in the NFL for years, leading the 49ers to the Super Bowl, kind of a quarterback guy, has not been able to get a steady, highly rated recruit quarterback there. I mean, the most steady one they had for the last couple of years is a guy in Sean Patterson, a guy who transferred in. You know, and they had guys transferring out, and now Milton gets to start. Listen, Cade McNamara looked great in the game in their win against Rutgers when he came in and basically helped bail that team out for what he did. So I'm going to be real interested to see what he does in this. But for me, Michigan is known for, you know, a hard running game, a decent passing game, and a tough as nails defense. And it just absolutely positively has not been there. You know, the rushing, what they're not even, you know, they're just barely in the top 40, you know. Or, no, I'm sorry, that's my bad. Their rushing is, what, 102nd?
102nd
in the country,
yeah.
So they can't run the ball. The defense can't stop anybody. So it's very unbecoming, especially to me on the defensive side.
Yeah, because you and I both know that Don Brown wants to blitz, and blitz some more, because he'll take his two corners and he'll play them out there man up. And
it
seems like, yeah, and still do, but sometimes you don't have the personnel that can pull that off.
Well, it's exactly right. You've got to be able to get to the quarterback. You have eight sacks. You know, you put your guys on an island, you know, on the outside, that you better get some pressure. I mean, that's why I'm really looking forward to, you know, what Dotson is able to do in this game. He's been such a big play guy for Penn State. And, I mean, he's a guy that's got to be chomping at the bit. It's a man coverage, especially if his quarterback gets a little bit of time. I mean, just how much that's going to hopefully help. Now, the offense, you know, they've given up 20 sacks, so there's been pressure on the quarterback. But if he can get some time in there, and they're in man coverage, I'm really, really interested in what Dotson can do.
Right, exactly. It's interesting you brought up about the Michigan quarterback situation, because it is a point, as people who listen, I've made several times. I've been mystified by that. His best quarterbacks have been, as you correctly pointed out, Shea Patterson, and his first quarterback, the transfer from Iowa, Jake Rudock, he hasn't recruited his own guy. And you and I consider, I'd say, hey, Mike, what's your theory on that? I mean, that'd be a question, but I don't know what the theory is. I don't understand why he can't get that.
Well, I would let's look at maybe the system that they run isn't what these quarterbacks are used to. There's a lot of throwing now, and Michigan doesn't do a ton of it. So maybe these quarterbacks, you know, are seeing that. Also, let's also be honest. The 18-year-olds, when I was 18 to where these kids are 18 and being recruited, they're a hell of a lot smarter right now. The 7-on-7 camps that are going on around the country.
Right.
You see where guys are going and then where they're not ending up. Michigan quarterbacks are not ending up in the NFL. High, you know, 4-star, 5-star guys see that. They say, wait a minute, where can I go to a great college, play, have a great chance to win, and jump to the NFL? You're not seeing that at the quarterback position in Michigan. So maybe I aren't going to get the high recruits that go there. But it really has been surprising to me. But the more they struggle at that position, the more I think these big-time recruits are going to say, why am I going there? They don't throw the ball a ton, and these guys aren't making it to the NFL, and this is where all 18-year-old 4- or 5-star recruits want to end up. So that's in their game plan, and they just don't see it in Michigan at the quarterback position right now.
I assume you're doing this game from home?
Yes, yeah, doing it from ESPN. Yeah, have a bunch of monitors here, which is a bummer. I mean, it really is. You know, you miss the energy of a crowd, but just, you know, Dave Pass will be in Arizona. I'll be at home, and Paul Carcaterra, our sideline, will actually be in Michigan at the game. So it does make it a little tougher, but hey, I'm just happy there's a game, and I'm happy to be calling one.
Yeah, especially after the last 3 weeks.
Yeah, so, exactly. Yeah.
So I did morning radio for 21 years. So what's it been like to at least get a little more sleep?
I tell you what, it's been wild. I can't believe I'm actually sleeping till like 7 or 7:30. I used to like still kind of stir and open my eyes at like 4:15, the time I would get up for the last 22, 23 years. But I've been able to kind of sleep past that now. So when I can actually go out on the market, as they say, in the beginning of the new year when my contract's up, it'll be interesting if I want to do a morning show again and start to go back and get up early again. I don't know. I may have to take a later day part or something just because I'm used to the sleep.
Yeah, the toughest part for me is when there'd be a basketball game, say at Wisconsin or Minnesota or someplace, that I have to fly back overnight. I'm like, oh, I'm got to go in.
That's tough. Yeah, for you doing basketball because it's, you know, during the week games. Yeah. That's the one beauty of calling college games. It's always on the weekend, so I'm always guaranteed to get, you know, a day of rest a little bit on the weekend before my mind starts. You had it a lot tougher doing midweek games.
Yeah. Hey. You're brilliant as always. Whatever you do, you'll be great at. Have enjoyed your work for a long time with great respect. Happy Thanksgiving to Chris and your entire family.
To all of you as well. I appreciate it.